Morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want by cultivating that seed that is within you, that things that thing that brings you alive, that thing that make you feel like you could do it all day and never take a break. There's something in all of us, every single one of us, and that is what we are advocating here. That's our story. We're sticking to it, and I'm on the go, but I'm going to crap this one in. So we call it a crap, not a crap, but a cropped podcast. So this is what is possible, and most people don't realize it. And if you realize this possibility, it could change your life forever. This is what is possible. And if you realize this possibility and accept it, you can change your life forever. And that is, you have got to develop the skill to stay on top of yourself. That skill of awareness, that skill of being present, that skill of catching yourself in those defining moments. We have defining moments in our lives, and sometimes they're not huge, big events. Those are defining moments in a lot of times, but when it comes on to the process of succeeding and achieving, there are some defining moments. The moments, and what are these defining moments? The moments when you don't feel like it. The moment when you are ready to procrastinate. The moment when you are ready to spiral into negativity. The moment when you are ready to give up. The moment when you are ready to become doubtful. Those are the defining moments. And developing the habit and the skill of catching yourself and hacking your state, meaning realizing that this is how you're feeling now, and this is a disempowering belief system and disempowering state, and you have got to switch it, change it as quickly as possible, are defining moments in your life. I'll make this one short, but I just wanted to stop to let you know that this is possible. It is possible to stay on top of yourself in the defining moments that stacks into your failures, and ensure that you flip them over and stack them into your success. When you don't feel like going to the gym, but you push through. When you don't feel like reading the book, but you push through. When you don't feel like getting off social media and go do what you have planned to do, you push through. Those are the defining moment. I think it was Jim Rohn who said that success is tiny habits practiced every day over a long period of time. And so is failure. Tiny bits of procrastination, tiny bits of negative thinking, tiny bits of deviating from the plan, tiny bits of not going to the gym. These stack into failures. But so does those tiny habits of success, reading, working on your goals, having a positive outlook, not giving up, keep pushing, stay on top of yourself, learn the art of catching yourself going off in the wrong direction. There's a weaker side of all of us. Everyone has it. It's in all of us. We have to fight that battle every day. We're not going to get rid of it. It's not going to go anywhere. We have to learn how to manage it, keep it in the background, and fight it off whenever it comes to the forefront. And keep going. And the more you beat it back, the better you get at beating it back. And then the goal, this is where it all happens. And I'll end right here. When you beat it back enough, when you get ahead of it enough, when you keep that weaker self at bay, the stronger self keep going, and it stacks insurance points, for want of a better word. It stacks so much achievement that you could withstand a couple of slacking off. Meaning you can get yourself so far ahead that even if you have 10, 15, 20 days when you don't feel like it, you'll still be ahead. Have a great day, guys. Awesome talking to you this morning. See you on the next podcast.